Welcome to Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. Hi there, I'm Robin Rock, and joining me today is Dr. David Manning, orthopedic surgeon at Northwestern Medicine. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us today. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Yeah, pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about joint replacements, and I'm kind of blown away by the numbers. Nearly 1.3 million knee replacements, 750,000 hip replacements are performed in the U.S. each year. So Dr. Manning, as part of a nationally recognized joint replacement program at Northwestern Medicine, can you walk me through and start by explaining what these procedures are?
In its simplest terms, a joint replacement is a removal or resurfacing of the articular surfaces of bones that make up the joints. It's prosthetic material, meaning it's a combination of metal, plastic, and ceramic. Its fixation to bone can be a number of different ways, but they're intended to be a durable, pain-relieving solution for arthritic or degenerative joints, the hip and knee being the two most common.
How would somebody know if they might need a joint replacement? So are there signs or symptoms that people should really watch out for?
The most obvious is pain. Pain that interferes with quality of life, it is non-responsive to the simple things, is the principal diagnosis that, or a set of symptoms that we look for when considering somebody for a joint replacement. The diseases that we treat that cause the pain are generally all diagnosed on exam history and on routine x-rays. Don't often need films or images beyond a routine x-ray.
Well, if you're just now joining us, welcome to Voices of Better Medicine. We talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. I'm Robin Rock, and joining me today is Dr. David Manning. Dr. Manning is an orthopedic surgeon, and Dr. Manning, I'm wondering, so let's say you have a joint replacement. What does recovery usually look like after surgery at Northwestern Medicine? And also, how long does the new joint typically last?
Yeah, so those are two great questions, and those are ones that I hear all the time when I'm evaluating patients in clinic. Joint replacements current state, they last a very long time. It's really an odds or a likelihood game because they're not really wearing in the traditional sense like patients, you know, used and physicians used to think of. The number one and number two reasons that patients wind up having another operation on their joint replacement during their lifetime is trauma, illness, things like that. Not, hey, I wore the thing out. The materials are just that good. And the manner in which we put them in is much better than it was in the past.
What kind of significant changes have you seen over the past 10 years at Northwestern Medicine?
There are two. The materials themselves are much improved, and we've eliminated the use of some materials that have been shown to have some particular problems. The plastics that we use are, we call them modern plastics. They have some physical properties that make them wear much better than they used to. So they're not wearing in any real form. We don't use implants that include too much cobalt anymore. Cobalt was shown to have a bit of an issue, especially with certain patients in certain settings and how it was applied. We use ceramics instead, which afford great wear against those modern plastics. In the last 10 years, it's really how we accomplish the joint. So the procedures that we do, at least here at Northwestern, they are smaller incisions, which are a hallmark of less work in order to accomplish the same goal, which is replacing the joint. We're better at handling the tissues, exposure to the joint, pain management strategies, anesthetic strategies, and particular orientations of the implants themselves, all in a goal to try and create what we now call the less invasive experience.
Okay, one more question. I want to know if there are risks for people who know they're having a lot of pain and just feel like they have to soldier through it. What are the risks for people who delay or put off surgery when they actually really need it?
There's a growing body of evidence that there is a bit of an ideal target for when you should have a joint replacement. And really the best way for you to figure that out is to be seen and evaluated by a professional. But if a patient waits very long into the progression of the disease state, the recovery level, although they will get better with a joint replacement, and the delta from where they started to where they end up, that measure of improvement may be comparable to others who get care in an ideal time. Their ceiling of recovery is oftentimes measurably lower than if they were to have a joint replacement at the ideal time.
You know, I have to say, this is why I'm so glad we have these conversations with Northwestern Medicine, because I learn so much. This has been so great having you here today, Dr. Manning. I really appreciate your time and your knowledge.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.